We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
What is up, Packers fans, and welcome to the Daily Draft brought to you for the very first time. Well, always brought to you by Badger State Brewing, but we actually have a Badger State beer in hand. So very excited. Their flagship beer is called Brewski, BRW Ski. Jet Ski's got just a little bit of lemon. I got to tell you, it's enjoyable. I'm at the beautiful Legacy Hotel, just a stone's throw away from Badger State. One last time, guys, come out to the draft party tonight. 4 o'clock, Andy Herman going to be hosting the Pack-A-Day Podcast Happy Hour from 4 to 5:30. And then I'm taking you all the way home. Really going to have fun tonight. Going to be throwing out some Packer Report merchandise. If you're in the Green Bay area, come check us out, please. No charge, no nothing. Just come on into the tap room, and let's have a great time talking some ball. With the 25th pick last night, Green Bay stood pat, and I think disappointed some people. Disappointed me, but ultimately, I like the pick. And I know that sounds like two different things. I have been absolutely clear about how much I like Cooper DeJean. When you take... You know, we've talked about this before, and of course, the Packers took Jordan Morgan. You know, we've talked about this before. You know, teams probably have a 20 to 25 first-round grades, and you get to a point in the first round where you're just taking a player that you have a second-round grade on. And I'm not even saying that's the case. In fact, probably be willing to bet Green Bay had a one on Jordan Morgan, and that's fine. I mean, he was, you know, I think I had 25 first-round grades. He had a very, very high number two for me. My 30th overall player on the final big board, I could easily be, for a number of reasons, 5 or 6 spots off of what they're doing. I mean, it's, you know, the way they do business. The cost opportunity of not taking DeJean or Kool-Aid is a little bit tough, but other than that, like, Jordan Morgan made so much sense. You can go back. Maybe if Andy has time, you can throw the link in the description. We did about a 23-minute video on Jordan Morgan as a prospect primer. That's out there. I retweeted it earlier, or reposted, or whatever it is nowadays. And it just makes a ton of sense. He's the way they do business, you know. And yeah, taking a little bit of a victory lap on social media. But that, like, I know they didn't have the chance to draft Mims, very similar to the way they didn't have the chance to draft Darnell Wright last year. I still don't think Mims was even on the board. They didn't take Guyton, who I have lower than Morgan. I have a mid-round two grade on Guyton because I don't think he's ready. I think he's an actual project and one that may never work out. But that doesn't mean I didn't like him. Obviously, I have a mid-2 on Guyton. But the Packers took the Packers type. They took the West Coast athletic offensive tackle. Like, just the most Packers thing that could ever happen. David Bakhtiari, same thing, right? Sean Ryan, same thing. And not all the offensive linemen that they take, obviously, are from the West Coast, but they love the West Coast. Rodgers, Matthews, Adams, Love, Bakhtiari, you know, between the Mountain West and the Pac-12, rest in peace, Pac-12, so many Packers have come from, you know, those two conferences, and Packers rank highly. And I think I'm not going to do the work, but a simple study into the number of players in the league from that conference and then the percentage of guys, you know, the Packers have taken in the top 4 rounds, I would guess it's high, right? I would guess that they let, you know, like West Coast guys more than others, again, more guys, you know, Kenny Clark, right? Dayton Jones, some of them work out, some of them don't. Kevin King, they do it quite a bit. As far as Morgan's fit, that's interesting to me. Came out, gave him a number 77. He wore 77 in college, and I joke around a lot about, you know, jersey numbers and stuff. And to me, it is important a little bit. You know, I always like when guys get to wear their college number in the pros. I've actually talked about that with Tyler Newbin since Patrick Taylor left. If the Packers do draft Minnesota's Tyler Newbin, he'll be able to wear 27. But Morgan got 77, which is a tackle's number to me. And they listed him as a tackle in that graphic. I think he's going to get the chance to play tackle. Very similar to Brian Bulaga. Short arms, that's the complaint, right? But moves like a dancing bear. Man, he is quick. He is explosive. Obviously, I think Green Bay probably got agility numbers that we're not privy to because he didn't run agilities at the combine and didn't do it at pro day either. But you just watch him play, and I mean, I would be blown away if he didn't hit their short shuttle and 3-cone. Like, you watch him cut guys off on the backside of zone, he is quick as a cat. And I think doesn't get the respect he deserves for run blocking, but the last 2 years, 3 sacks and 3 quarterback hits allowed in 2 years. And he tore his ACL at the end of 2022. Was ready for the 2023 season. He played the full year, both years. Gave up 3 sacks and 3 quarterback hits. Elite pass protector, elite athlete. He is just, like I said last night, I mean, he's just the most Packer. He's the most Packersy Packer that ever Packered. Jordan Morgan is just what they do. And I'm sure Andy went super far in depth on Jordan. Again, we've gone 23 minutes on Jordan if you want to go watch that. So as a little treat, I'm actually going to kind of look forward into what I would do. We'll actually do the mock thing. PFF allows you to load in what has already happened, which is cool. And I don't know if I'll necessarily do it here. But if I'm the Green Bay Packers, I will just say this. I personally, even though if you look at the Packers big board, I mean, Cooper's at the top of the Packers big board pretty easily. But if I am the Green Bay Packers, I am doing anything and everything that I can to make sure, just checking the Packers big board here for those that are going with me. Even though, you know, some of these guys like Johnny Newton's available, right? And honestly, there aren't that many guys available ahead of McKinstry.
Hey friends, are you ready for the Bucks playoffs? Are you ready for a little Dame time? Even if you're not, you're probably ready for the NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, or any of your favorite baseball teams kicking off their 2024 campaign. With all of this amazing action going on, there's never been a better time to get in on the excitement of Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app where you can turn your sports knowledge into some serious cash. Right now, you can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, or Major League Baseball entries on Prize Picks. Friends, I can't even begin to explain to you how much I'm enjoying my Prize Picks experience. It's so easy to play, and their user-friendly interface and enormous, and I mean enormous, selection of players and stat types make it a beautifully unique experience every single time I log in. Last week, LeBron James came up huge for me, and this week I'm looking to keep the momentum going, relying on Luka Doncic and Connor McDavid. And guess what? Even if Doncic or McDavid get hurt, Prize Picks offers injury insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. So what are you waiting for? Now is the time to get in on the excitement with Prize Picks. So download that app today and use code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. That's the Prize Picks app using code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Hello, friends. If you're like me, you've been in numerous ticket situations that were just flat out frustrating. Recently, I had tickets to a Bucks game and I could not locate the tickets that were allegedly sent to me. It ended up in a huge hassle and led to me being completely frustrated by the entire experience. Ticket purchases should not be that difficult, and thankfully, they don't have to be. GameTime is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. With killer last-minute deals and their lowest price guarantee, GameTime takes the guesswork out of buying tickets. I'm already eyeing up Bucks playoff tickets, and I know I'll be purchasing them through GameTime. My experience with GameTime has been simple, seamless, and completely without hassle. No more frustration, no more awful last-minute customer service phone calls, just easy access to great tickets. My favorite aspect of Game Time is their last-minute deals. You can save up to 60% off by buying last-minute tickets, and save even more with exclusive in-app deals on select seats ahead of the big game. And best of all, it's all covered with their low price guarantee. So take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code PACKADAY for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code PACKADAY, PACKADAY, for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
I'm just doing anything and everything that I can to get Kool-Aid McKinstry or Cooper DeJean on the team. We've now reached a point in the draft where it's not that expensive to move up anymore. You know, I don't know what the Bills are going to do here at 33. I think it's going to be a wide receiver. They just lost Stephon Diggs. So starting at like pick 34, I'm going to just really quick here bring up like the Rich Hill trade chart. And I know some of this is kind of rough audio if you're on the podcast side. But if we're just talking about pick 34 on the Rich Hill side, that's worth 175 points. Pick 41 is worth 146. Quick math will tell you that you need 29 points to move up. 29 points is a mid four. You know, so really, Green Bay would be overpaying by sending their worst third round pick to go up to 34 and take DeJean or Kool-Aid. Because I really don't think Buffalo is taking DeJean or Kool-Aid, though I do think Cooper is maybe in the mix for them just because they cut Poyer and Micah Hyde's not there anymore. So maybe. But ultimately, especially some of the just dudes at wide receiver that are still available, my guess would be that Buffalo takes a receiver. And then, again, like it's an overpay. Like Green Bay should probably ask for a fifth-round pick back if they send 91 and 41 to go up to 34. So we're just not talking about it being that expensive. And if I'm running the Green Bay Packers, I personally am doing whatever I can to go up to 34 and take DeJean or Kool-Aid and just make sure that that gets done. And if it costs me pick 91 and I get back, you know, even pick 137, in the fifth round, at the very, very front of the fifth round from the Patriots, I'm in. I'm absolutely in. If I have to move down 40 spots from 91 to 137, I'm in for Cooper or for Kool-Aid. That would be how I would use some of these resources. Okay, let's do a quick mock. I think I'm just going to let these four picks come to me. I'm not going to – yeah, I am. Yeah, I am. I am. So I'm going to – I want that pick. I'm going to do the trade I talked about, 4 and 91, whatever. Give me a 2025 round five then if you think it's that much of a – what just happened? I'm sorry. This is bad. Oops. This is bad video, bad podcasting, bad all of it. Let's try this one more time. Center out these right here. Enter draft. New England Patriots, 41 for 34, 137. And I will also send 91. Offer trade. I must have clicked start draft like an idiot. Okay. And there you go. So here we are. Cooper DeJean. Chris Jenkins. Can we do anything that I like still at linebacker? Cedric Gray. That's what we got. Cooper DeJean, Chris Jenkins, Cedric Gray. Probably fill in some offensive line stuff on day three. But I really like how that turned out. I mean, I would be ecstatic. The offense got love. Defense gets really, I mean, two guys in my top 30, I think. So if you go, if you look at my overall rankings, there's Chris Jenkins at 28 and there's Cooper DeJean at 10. You know, we'd have a pants off situation at Badger State. And that'll be the last thing I'll say. Come on, I'll keep my pants on. I will. Come down to Badger State Brewing. Super excited about what we've got going on tonight. Come see Andy. Come see me. My best friend in the whole wide world, Ryan Hilsen, is the head brewer over there. You can come meet him. If you got a chance to be at the Cheesehead TV, I hope I made sense, really, last night. I hope I made sense on the Cheesehead TV live stream. But if you were there, Ryan was with me. Great dude. Makes an awesome beer. I actually believe that Jetski is his recipe and his kind of spin on brewski, and I'm very much enjoying what I'm consuming right here. Buy the draft guide if you haven't already. Follow me. I'm at Ross Uglum on Twitter, X, and let's see you tonight. Let's see you tonight at Badger State Brewing. Go Pack, go, everybody.